This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Amy Trask, one of our favorites, analyst for CBS Sports, CBS Sports Network, joining us this morning on the show. Amy, I know you thought we would forget about you, but we would never forget about you. You have to understand that.
Okay, that tweet, honest to goodness, absolute, exactly what happened. I saw your tweet, the show's your tweet about your guests, and I looked and I didn't see me, and I thought, oh, okay, they changed their mind. Kind of was having flashbacks to high school and not hanging with the cool kids. And all right, I got ding-dong ditched and they didn't even tell me. And then I saw 9:20 and I thought, oh, that's right. It's 9:20 back there.
That's right.
So thank you. Thank you for not ding-dong ditching me.
No, we would never do that. It is 6:20 on the Pacific, 9:20 on the East Coast. And we're still all wondering, what do the Jets do now? Can they keep running Zach Wilson out there? What do you think?
I don't think last night was dispositive as to what the Jets should do. And I shared this on that other pregame show yesterday morning, which is, okay, Jet fans, take a deep breath. And this was before the game, of course. And I said, obviously, a lot of change in New York right now, and there's a lot to be decided going forward. Two issues with respect to the offense. Yes, they need to make a decision. Is Zach the right guy? They need to also address that offensive line and its weaknesses. But I don't think last night was the best beta test for making those decisions. They went against a ferocious, ferocious defense.
If they wanted to make a change from Zach Wilson, what are their options?
Well, you know, the options are identify one or more quarterbacks for whom you would wish to trade and tickle around. That's a very, fancy football word, tickle around. And, you know, see if there's any interest in making a trade, recognizing the difficulties that come with respect to the terms of the trade for Rodgers. And maybe you don't trade for a top, top, top quarterback that's going to require a top, top, top pick, but also continue to look in free agency. There are free agent quarterbacks out there, some the Jets may like more than others, or determine if you think, look, we're not going to let last night be a beta test for Zach. We're going to stick with him another game or so and see, you know, how we can do with this. I think looking at free agents makes some sense, even if it's not the plan to start that free agent.
For the New York Giants, a tale of two halves, do we focus more on the big comeback and the good energy from that, or the first half, which makes you wonder, how could the Giants fall behind by 20?
My answer is yes and yes.
Okay.
Focus on both. I mean, look, when you're focusing on that first half, tie it in with the game the first week and focus on all of that. Focus on that horrific loss to the Cowboys. I mean, look, I'll say the same of the Giants that I said of the Jets. The Cowboys are a sensational, spectacular, ooh-la-la defense. So
ooh-la-la, I like it.
Another fancy football term, ooh-la-la. so take that into account. But as to yesterday, focus on both halves. What the heck happened in the first half that put you where you were at halftime? And wow, you dug yourselves out. But I will say this about the Giants. I think, and here comes another fancy football term, I think all the whoop-de-doo about the Giants going into this season, all the hoopla, the hype, the whoop-de-doo, was overstated. Yes, the Giants made it to the playoffs last year. Yes, there was some improvement. They also finished the last, I don't remember whether it was 9 or 10 games, with only 6 wins. Only 1 game in the last chunk. In other words, 6 wins came very early in the season, and the end of the season, they weren't winning. Now, I might have done the math wrong, and that has nothing to do with the time of day. I do the math wrong a lot. But my point is, when you look at the Giants' schedule last year, in the last very, very, very big stretch of games, they won 1. Yeah, I did that math right. They won 6 of the first 7, I believe, and then they won only 1. So I wouldn't study just what's gone on these first 2 games. I'd look back as well.
How concerned are you by Justin Fields' lack of growth at this point?
Well, can I be a little mushy-gushy just to start?
Yeah, please. You said ooh-la-la, so you get a free pass and everything.
Okay, thank you. My heart broke when I saw him sitting on the sideline. I think it might have even been after the game. It might have been towards the end of the game. I saw him just sitting. There was a shot of him by himself. I just wanted to hug him. Putting aside the analysis we'll go into on his performance and clearly the problems associated with therewith, I just looked at him and my heart broke for him. Clearly this is someone who desperately wants to win, as one hopes all players do. And either he's not being best positioned to win, or something's gone awry, and there are some very, very, very significant troubles there. I don't think that's the only problem. I don't think quarterback is the only issue. It clearly is something that needs to be addressed. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to be wrong. I want people to be kind in their criticism to him. Bears fans, go ahead and be critical of the performance. Be critical of where the team is right now. But think of that picture of him on the side of the field and maybe be nice when you're criticizing.
And we can try to do so. So let's be professional and let's be human as we do it. Is there a concern that it's still not clicking for Justin Fields?
And by the way, yes, there is a concern. And by the way, I was not addressing those comments to you. You are always extremely professional.
I was
referring to the mob of fans that may want to jump on here. And hope springs eternal that criticism can be shared in a nice manner. I think you're right. I think a couple things. Maybe there is a very, very deep problem, and it hasn't been addressed in terms of performance and positioning to him perform. But it may also be that he's in a funk right now and things are spiraling and you need to address that temporarily, if not permanently. But clearly something's wrong there.
Now, you've been around a lot of coaches. You've, I'm sure, helped be an architect behind messaging and press conferences, especially after losses. And yesterday, after another tough loss, Brandon Staley got testy with reporters. One specifically that asked whether there's been a hangover since their playoff collapse against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Would you think about how Staley handled himself, and is it a good thing to show that fire, or is it a bad thing because it makes him look desperate?
Well, first of all, why would you think that having worked for Al Davis, I ever tried to change the messaging on press conferences? I think I probably aged about 75 years trying to change the messaging on press conferences.
Yeah.
By the way, I was not at the press conference with the overhead projector. I was so annoyed about the manner in which he was going to do it. I'm only going to make a segue here and then answer your question to let you know, until I was watching that press conference, I didn't even know we had an overhead projector. I didn't even know. What the heck? And by the way, after that conference, I hid it. I hid that overhead projector so it would never be used again. Okay, as to Brandon Staley, I actually got a chance to go to Chargers training camp and be a reporter for CBS Sportsnet, We Need to Talk. Pretty sure I'm going to get like a Grammy or an Emmy or a Pulitzer for it.
Yeah.
But the reason, maybe an Oscar, maybe a Grammy, I don't know. But the reason I'm raising that is I asked Brandon Staley that very question, which is, how are you going to deal with the hangover from that horrific playoff loss last season. And I was really, really impressed with his answer and how he indicated they're approaching it. So I think the testiness you're referencing last night was simply born of coming off that loss. You know, look, coaches feel those losses and they do get testy. Do I wish he hadn't? Yes, I do, because now he will be criticized not only for the way in which they lost the game, but the manner in which they addressed the way in which they lost the game. I thought the way he responded to me when I asked him that question was informative and helpful, and I think it would have been great if he was that way last night as well.
So did Al tell you he was going to use the overhead projector to fire Lane Kiffin?
No, he didn't. I didn't even know we had an overhead projector. What unfolded was this. Did I think it was fair if he wanted to fire the coach? Yeah, Al, go ahead and fire the coach if you wish to fire the coach. But you do not need to fire him you don't need to make a whoop-de-doo when you're firing him. If you want to fire him professionally. Al and I had different views about Lane. I shared some views that were contradictory to the views held by Al, but it was very, very clear he had made his mind up and he was going to fire him. Did I think he was going to go about it in the right way? No, I didn't. Did I know we even had an overhead projector? No, I didn't. I was sitting upstairs at my office, very childish of me. I was being harumphy and thinking, well, if he's going to do it the way he's going to do it, I'm not even going to this press conference. Turned it on our internal, on our TV. I said to someone sitting with me, what is that? What is that thing? And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's an overhead projector. Like they used with us in junior high. And that's how I found out we had an overhead projector.
Yeah, you didn't know you still had equipment from the conference room from the 1983 Super Bowl team.
And then after everything settled down, a number of days later, like 4 or 5 days later, when I could finally take a breath after all the hoopla, I said to my husband, I am finding that overhead projector, and I am going to smash it to pieces. I am going to destroy it so it can never be used again. And my husband said, very dry voice, oh, no, that baby's going to Canton. And so I found it, and I hid it.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think they have it?
Well, when they moved from Oakland to Las Vegas, presumably they went through all the closets and the cubby holes and the storage units, so they probably found it.
That is an incredible story. Where else would you get that but from Amy Trask from CBS Sports? Watch her on We Need to Talk, CBS Sports Network, Tops as well, that other pregame show, and all over the CBS family of NFL coverage. Amy, you're a doll. We love you so much. Thanks so much for doing it with us today.
I love joining you. It's an honor and it's a pleasure, and I shall forever remember, oh no, that baby's going to Canton.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Amy. Amy Trask, one of the really good people in the industry, joining us this morning here on the show. That was great.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.